102.9 KBLX. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Art Education Alliance of the Bay Area. Please welcome its director, Todd Berman. Hello, Todd.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. So, Art Education Alliance of the Bay Area. Let's make sure our audience has just a real basic groundwork of what the Alliance does.
Okay. Well, we are a coalition of arts providers and their allies in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're working to strengthen the education and well-being of children and youth through involvement with the arts.
And you're an alliance, so you're a group of members, you advocate. How does that work?
Yeah, so a lot of our members are arts organizations, or teaching artists, individual teaching artists, or just arts education advocates. So we've got museums as members and different arts organizations as members, and like Alphabet Rockers, you've had on here.
Grammy nominated,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty awesome. They're members, and you know, for the work that they do going into schools. They also work with Young Audiences, who does some bookings for arts education organizations. They're members. So we have all these different organizations and teachers who are members of our organization. We help connect arts educators, advocate for arts education in all the schools, and connect the educators to do professional development and just really help everyone sharpen their craft.
Now, art education in schools here in the Bay Area, not all public schools have access to it, at least to the extent that some of us would hope or would have liked. Why is art so important in education, and why should it be one of the actual primary courses?
Yeah, so beyond just being, you know, bringing joy into the classroom, kids love to make art. It's really essential. There's several reasons. One is that the arts is where all the subjects can meet, all the curiosities of students can come together as a student's, you know, work to express themselves. And it's also about inspiration, that students, you know, all people are more motivated when they're inspired. Mm-hmm. And they're more inspired when they're connecting with what's in them and their expression. Everyone really respects art. You listen to music on the radio, you say, okay, this is grooving. This is saying something more. When we tell someone you love them, that's okay, you can say you love them. But if you write a poem, if you do a painting, if you sing a song, that's when you get to really express that feeling. Mm. And that's something that everyone can connect with.
So do you work directly with the school districts across the Bay to encourage or to supply or to introduce arts into their school programs? Or?
Oh, yeah. So we work in a few different ways. We'll work with school districts to partner with them to hold. We have arts education resource fairs that we hold every year to connect teachers from every school with arts providers so they can go around and just sort of shop for the resources that are out there. And then we work with schools and our partners and parents and organizations to advocate for more arts in the schools. They kind of went away for a while there during the funding cuts, especially in California, after Proposition 13 was passed and schools lost a lot of funding. A lot of districts started cutting arts classes, seeing them as extra, but they aren't. And when you see what happens, when you see kids getting art back in the school, you see that, oh no, this needs to be there. So we work on the advocacy level, statewide and local, and supporting groups in school districts.
What are some of the biggest roadblocks that, as an alliance for art in the Bay Area, you run into pretty regularly?
I think one thing is getting across that, you know, how intrinsic education the arts can be. It's not just about the fun and the joy. It's about connecting with each student as an individual, that when you're making art, that individual student's coming out. And when you teach in a classroom, you want to connect with those individual students. And then otherwise, we're a very small organization, very small budget. I work most months 40 hours a month on this. So just the logistics of using that time wisely, just to get people together in the same room. A lot of our members, they're working every day. They're going into different classrooms. So giving them a chance to connect with their colleagues and their peers and to talk about the craft of what they do. The people who do arts education for our members, really often highly trained professionals with a lot of experience and a lot to offer. So we want to honor that.
So when you all get together, when the Alliance aligns, mm-hmm. if you will, Art Education Alliance of the Bay Area, when you all get together, where do you get together? What does that look like? How can our listeners get involved or access programs?
Yeah, so if you check out our website, artsedalliance.org, or go on our Facebook page at ArtsEd Alliance or the Arts Education Alliance of the Bay Area, you can see events that we have coming up. So for instance, we have a curriculum slam or a creative practice exchange where we have seven teaching artists give 7-minute presentations with 14 slides. So it's really snappy presentations about the work that they do. And that's when you can see like some of these lessons come alive and see where the education, like, it's that extra level that happens there, which you don't realize at first.
Curriculum slam. That's kind of a fun term. And is anybody welcome to attend these?
Yeah, that's open for attendance. You get a ticket, come in and see the show. Mm-hmm. It's pretty lively and entertaining. We're just starting to post videos from last year's slam on our website. So that's pretty fun to check out.
Who would best benefit from maybe attending a curriculum slam or being a member of your alliance? Would it be like a principal of a school who's looking for arts education programming to bring into their public elementary school or something? They would go to this curriculum slam to get ideas for arts and orgs to book for their school for assemblies or how?
Yeah, that's definitely a good audience, teachers and administrators and parent groups. A lot of times PTAs are the ones who are lining up the arts providers for their schools.
Mm-hmm.
And also advocates, people who want to just learn about what the possibilities are in classrooms and in education. You can come out and see what happens when a really good teaching artist gets in a classroom.
So you mentioned one of your members is Alphabet Rockers, which is a music youth group rapping. They're advocates. They talk about breaking down racial biases and talk about equality and equity. And what are some of the other members in the Bay Area? What other kind of artistic acts or groups do you work with that our audience would be familiar with or interested in?
Yeah, it's a really wide range. So we've got as members SF MoMA and Contemporary Jewish Museum and Oakland Museum of California. We've got should be a very interesting hip-hop exhibit coming up, and schools can get, so a lot of the museum members, you can get a school field trip there and really dig deep into the content. And we have other organizations that go into schools, and you know, a lot of the big institutions like the opera and the SF Ballet will do arts education, and we have other organizations like LEAP or Performing Arts Workshop who have a range of different teaching artists that they can bring to your school.
Mm-hmm.
All the different theater organizations are members. And then a lot of them will do longtime residencies. So ACT, the American Conservatory Theater, has worked with Downtown High School and a couple other partners to develop plays with the students about their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets really deep. And we get a lot of our members are very interested in social justice and the identity of their students and really just building up the students from wherever they're at.
Mm-hmm. How could a just basic listener of KBLX help and support and serve you? Do you need donations? Do you need partners? Do you need volunteers? What is the Art Education Alliance of the Bay Area in need of by way of support?
Yeah, you can become a supporter member, individual supporter. It's $40 a year just to contribute to what we do and then be on the list for advocacy alerts. Mm. So occasionally we'll say, oh, this is happening in this school district, and you can go to a meeting, you can speak up for arts education. There's a statewide campaign, the Declaration of the Rights of All Students to Equity in Arts Learning.
Mm.
And we've just started collecting signatures and having a petition where you can sign up to say that every student should have equal rights to arts education and arts should be part of the school day.
Do you think arts education will ever get back to a point where it is deemed as important or required as as something like math or English?
I think it will. And really, state law says that it is required, that students should have the choice of all art subjects in their school day. But there isn't the enforcement right now. But research keeps coming through from Harvard and the Kennedy Center. Really terrific research has been coming across that keeps showing all the ways that arts education, it's not just that it lifts test scores up. We've gone away from that narrative like, oh, wait, that's great. Yeah, it helps students with critical thinking in all subjects. But it also just gives so many of the skills that we want our students to have these days. And especially in the Bay Area, innovation is the most important thing. So how do you practice innovation? Well, you practice creativity. Yeah, you practice making art. That's how you practice creativity. How do you practice working together as a team? Well, put on a theater production. They're not just such great skills. They're also really fun to do. And they're letting students express themselves.
And what about funding? Will the funding come back into play, or is it going to continue to be the PTAs that fund the art, or the parental input, the parental donations?
Well, I think at a state level, to get the funding back in play, there's a campaign to reform Proposition 13. Corporations are put on the same level as individuals. And that was never meant to be. So if we reform that, that could be billions and billions of dollars back into the school systems, and especially enable local municipalities to more easily fund their schools. So we need to look at the equity levels. And if you look at San Mateo County, there are some school districts in the same county that spend $27,000 per student, whereas their neighboring school district spends $7,000 per student.
Wow.
And that's like appalling that we let that happen here in the Bay Area, where we're supposed to be progressive and we're supposed to care about our students.
You mentioned something about on the corporate level, and just made me think, is does the Alliance work with or lobby any kind of corporations to sponsor arts in schools or sponsor arts in counties or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a good way to go. That's something I think we will explore in the future. How do we go into that? But if anyone is an executive at a corporation that's looking to make an impact in the community, we can help you do that. We can help connect you with the different, the smaller efforts that are going on.
Todd, you have something that is called the Prince Test. As a huge Prince fan, please do tell.
After Prince's death, and people are talking about what an impact he has, as a legend and a, you know, just one of the best musicians ever. Sorry if I said one of. I mean, you could argue the best. I'm getting off topic there. Anyway, I read interviews about him, people talking about his life. And one of his classmates said that in high school, he would spend hours a day going into his school's practice room and go into that room and just work on music and practice music. And he'd arrive early to school and go into a practice room with some friends, and they would rehearse and practice with their band. At the time, I believe, was his high school band. So that's when I look at, like, oh, let's look at our local schools. If there's a student with that sort of passion, do they have the room, do they have the space to practice their passion? So if Prince were growing up in a San Francisco school, is there a practice room where he could go in and practice the piano and guitar and write songs? If they're an artist, if they're a visual painter, do they have the space to paint and the support to do that? To write poetry, to sing songs, to make music? Is that space there?
And if there isn't, then we're stymieing an artist who could be the next Prince.
Right.
Truth that. Art Education Alliance of the Bay Area. Mr. Todd Berman, director, here with us on KBLX Cares. I celebrate you. You have our support. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for making this time on the airwaves to celebrate all these local efforts.
Absolutely. The website is artsedalliance.org. You can get more details on our KBLX Cares page at kblx.com. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention today. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.